going to start with 15 minutes of Torah's Rav Shechter. We were in the middle of Eretz HaTzvi, Simin Zayin. For those who have the Sefer, I think we are up to Os Hey in Simin Zayin of Eretz HaTzvi. And we were in the middle of discussing the different types of Rishuyos and Shabbos and where one is not allowed to carry. On a Daraisa level, there are really only three types of Rishuyos. There is a Rishus HaYachid, there is a Rishus HaRabim, and there is a Makom Patur. However, Midrabanan, they created this other Rishus called a Carmelis, where Mitra Rabbanan, you have to treat a Carmelis with all the chumras. You can't carry from Rosh Hashanah to a Carmelis, Rosh Hashanah to a Carmelis, Dalai Lama's within a Carmelis. So we're going to distinguish between there are two points of focus today. First of all, the difference between something that is a Carmelis Mitra Rabbanan versus something that even Mitra Rabbanan remains a Rosh Hashanah, except it has an Isur Tiltul. That's what we started to discuss last time. Maybe the notion of Nifratz L'makom Ha'asula. You have an area that may have a status of Rosh Hashanah, but you can't carry in it because it is Nifratz L'makom Ha'asula. It is opened up into another area that is Asur. So as a Gzeira, you can't carry in it. Maybe that's not that the Rosh Hashanah becomes a Carmelis Midrabanan. No, it remains a Rosh Hashanah, but it's a Rosh Hashanah with an Isur Tiltul. So we're going to discuss Nafkaminas. What difference does it make? Whether you call it a Carmelis Midrabanan, or whether you call it Rishos, or Rishos Yachid with Nisr Tiltul. And then the second issue we're going to discuss, which relates and flows from this issue, is a much broader issue about how to view Hilchos Shabbos in general. Let's say it's Shabbos, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. What is Mechayiv you in keeping Shabbos 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Is it that at this very moment it's Shabbos, and therefore Mechayiv to keep Shabbos? Or is it that Bein HaShemashos yesterday, Shabbos began, and at that moment of Bein HaShemashos, the next 25 hours became Shabbos. But it's not that this moment is the Mechayiv comes at Bein HaShemashos. And we'll see some modern day shailas that may be tali in this Chakira, where maybe a person could be in a position where at Bein HaShemashos, Shabbos doesn't come, Shabbos doesn't start. But at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, all of a sudden, he finds himself in Shabbos. So is he chayiv to keep Shabbos right now? Because every moment right now is a chayiv? Or is it no, that it all begins at Bein HaShemashos? That's going to be the second issue we're going to discuss. Let's start with the first issue. Rav Shechter points out, the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTzion, in Siv Katan Yud, in Siman Shin Samach, writes that even though Nifratz L'makom Sha'asur, you're not allowed to carry in it, because not only are you not allowed to carry in a place that's Nifratz L'makom Asula, you're not even allowed to carry in a place that's Nifratz L'makom, that itself is only Asur because it's Nifratz L'makom Asula. Meaning even two times removed, that also would be Asur. But he says that's a little bit difficult to understand, because what's the reason we discussed last time that Nifratz L'makom Asula is a problem? Because of a Gzeira. You might end up carrying in the Makom Asula. So if you're going to tell me that it's a Gzeira, then how could it be that it's Asur to carry in a place that's Nifratz too? A place that's Nifratz L'makom Asula, isn't that by very definition a Gzeira l'Gzeira? So that's just a side point. But then he gets back to our primary topic, the difference between a Carmelis and a Rosh Hashanah Yachid with an Isur Tiltul. The Gemara in Ervin, Daf Tes, Zayin Amud Beis, tells us that if a person builds mechitzos that aren't really proper mechitzos, they're not really walls, it's not like sheetrock or brick or anything like that, it's just a series of poles only headed in one direction, like a bunch of vertical poles or a bunch of horizontal poles, but not shesivariv, not going in both directions. So a makeshift, second-rate kind of mechitza. So a person can do that and create for himself a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but only up until a certain size. Only if it's less than a base asayim. Once the area he's surrounding is more than a base asayim, and his walls aren't real walls, well then it doesn't work. Shnayim, if there are two people, same rule. But shlosha, once there are three people, na'asu shayara. They become like a whole chevra, they become like a caravan of people, and they can make those makeshift walls, those second-rate walls around an area as large as they want, and that's perfectly fine. It will become a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Now, a Carmelis, the halacha is, you're allowed to carry less than Dalet Amos in a Carmelis. You're only not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos in a Carmelis. But it goes even beyond that. In a Carmelis, you're allowed to carry less than Dalet Amos, even if you carry from one Carmelis to another Carmelis. meaning even if there are two separate karmeluses, if you're carrying less than Dalai Ramos, even though you're crossing that line from one karmelus to the other, that's mutter. And the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Mem Vav Sif Gimel writes that even if the two karmelios are different types of karmelios, you carry from a karpef to a bika, a karpef has the din of Rosh Hashanah Yachad on a daraisa level, and midrabanan we call it a karmelus. A bika is a makom ptur on a daraisa level, and midrabanan we call it a karmelus. But still, since midrabanan they're both karmelios, you're allowed to carry from one to the other as long as it's less than dalet amos. So all karmelios are the same with regard to that. Now in the Yeshuas Yaakov, he writes, Rav Shachter quotes in a footnote here, in footnote 4, that once he was in Bimerchatz Labin, he was in a bathhouse, and by that bathhouse there's a Gina Zrua Gedolim Od, a very large garden outside of the bathhouse. I guess they had nice, what do you call it when there's a nice garden? Whatever, you know what I'm talking about. Umukavis Mechitza, and it's surrounded by a Mechitza, and there were houses that open up into that that garden, and he wasn't sure, are you allowed to carry from the houses which are Rosh Hashanah Yachid into the garden which was planted? He said, l'chora, it should be pashat that it's asir, because you're not allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid into a karpeth. So he paskin that it's asir. He said, and then he found that the Mabit writes that you're allowed to carry from the house into the garden. And he says, I don't understand what he's talking about. Bala Mabit, Gam Kikochu Gadol Varav, the Mabit, I understand, he's a big deal and he's a major posek. He's just wrong. How can you be making to carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid into a karpeth? So says Rav Shechter, what are they arguing about? L'chora, what they're arguing about is, when the Rabbanan said that a karpeth is asir mid Rabbanan to carry him, what did they mean? Did they mean that we are hereby declaring it to be a karmelus? If that's true, then Yeshuas Yaakov is absolutely correct. Can't carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid into a karmelus. Or maybe no, maybe that's not what they meant. Maybe what they meant is, it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid with an Isser Tiltel. If it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid with an Isser Tiltel, then it would turn out that you're carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid into another Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and that would be mutter. So if it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid with an Isser Tiltel, so that would explain the Shita of the Mabit that the Yeshuas Yaakov quotes, that it would be mutter. Rav Shachter just points out that from the fact that Shulchan Aruch Paskin is carrying from a karpef to a bika is mutter, as long as you carry less than Dalet Amos, it's clear that a karpef is a karmelus and not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid with an Isser Tiltel, because you're not allowed to carry from a karmelus to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So if you're allowed to carry between a karpef and a bika, so it has to be that we view them both as karmelios. And l'chora, that's a raya to the shita of the Yeshuas Yaakov against the Mabit. But back in the main section of the piece, Rav Shechter points out, Mishra Brura writes in Siv Katan Hay, that if you have one of these second-rate mechitzos that are only poles going in one direction, you're only allowed to carry up until Dalet Amos if it encloses an area that's more than Beis Sasayim, like we said before. But nevertheless, it's not a full-fledged karmelus to the point that you're allowed to carry from there to another karmelus. Meaning, talking about this kind of rishus, where the Gemara says a yachid or two people are allowed to make a second-rate mechitza that's only made of poles, that as long as the area is less than Beis Hasayim. But if it's larger than Beis Hasayim, then it's no good. So what is no good about it if it's larger than Beis Hasayim? Do we now declare it a karmelus, or do we declare it or it's just a yachid with an Isser Tiltel? So says the Mishnah Brura, it's not a real karmelus in the sense that you cannot carry from there into another karmelus. It is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and therefore we have to view this as a Rosh Hashanah Yachid with an Isser Tiltel. He says, now I understand the Shita of Rav Huna in that Sugya Ne'erevin. The Sugya Ne'erevin goes on to tell us that, let's say when Shabbos started, there were three people in that enclosure. So three people, you're allowed to have such an enclosure even over a very large area. And then one of the people dies. So Rav Huna holds Shabbos Goremes. Shabbos holds the Hutra Hutra. Since when Shabbos started, there were three people there, so this whole area is totally mutter. And that's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch as well. So whereas Rabbi Yitzchak disagrees in the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, if there were three people and one of them died, so you lost the heter. Now you only have two people. The area is too large. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Anad Amri Afil Rabbi Yehuda, I hold even like Rabbi Yehuda, who normally says, Shabbos hol v'hutra hutra, Rabbi Yehuda only says that when it's Isluhu l'diurin, when you have the people there. But over here, one of the guys died. What are these Amoraim arguing about? Says Rav Shechter, the exact same issue. Rabbi Yitzchak does not hold of this svara that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. He holds that mechitzos geruos, that these second-rate mechitzos that are shasti below Erev, that are made for a yachid, make the place a karmelis midrabanan, not a rishus yachid with an issur tiltul, a karmelis midrabanan, and therefore a karmelis is viewed on a drabanan level as if there are no mechitzos. So you can't say hol v'hutra hutra. Right now there are no mechitzos. It's a karmelis midrabanan. It's as if there are no mechitzos. It doesn't matter what was hutar at the beginning of Shabbos if right now you have no mechitzos. Whereas Rav Huna holds, no, there are mechitzos. There are mechitzos geruos, and those mechitzos make this place a rishus hayachid with an iser tiltul. So on Shabbos, you could say that if it started Shabbos as a rishus hayachid with a heter tiltul, and then one of the people died, it's not going to turn in middle of Shabbos into a rishus hayachid with an iser tiltul. And he says that might also be the machlokes on the flip side. Let's say you flip it around. You started Shabbos with two people, and then another person came in on Shabbos. According to Rav Huna, everything is set when Shabbos starts. So if there were only two people and it was an area Yosar Mibes Asayim when Shabbos started, Asir, problematic, right? Now a third person comes, says Rav Huna, still Asir, just like it was when Shabbos started. Rav Yitzchak, though, would say, no, it didn't change, it's the middle of Shabbos. And Lechor, it's the same issue. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, that the din is that it has a status of a karmelis when there are only two people there. That means we view this place as if there are no mechitzos. When you add someone on Shabbos, that's ki'ilu, a mechitza sprung up in that location on Shabbos. And the halacha is, the Gemara tells us, shema mechitza. If a mechitza suddenly appears on Shabbos, that's Shema Mechitza, that is a Mechitza. So Rabbi Yitzchak is going to say, good, a third person comes in, it's as if you created Mechitzos today, and therefore it's going to be fine. Whereas Rav Huna would say, no, no one was questioning the Mechitzos. There were always Mechitzos, but we were gozer, this, it's a Rishos Yachid, because there are Mechitzos. But it's Rishos Yachid with the Nisr Tiltul. Rishos Yachid with the Nisr Tiltul, just because someone comes on Shabbos, it doesn't mean it's going to take away the Isr Tiltul that was there, B'tchilas Hayom, when the day started. So once we discuss this idea that it all depends on when the day started to determine the Isr Tiltul, that opens up a new avenue of discussion that Rav Shechter is very into and relates very much halacha l'maisa to a number of situations. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to it entirely, but maybe just to scratch the surface of the discussion. Does Shabbos, are you chayiv in every moment of Shabbos because in that moment Shabbos has started, in that moment you're experiencing Shabbos, or is the chiyuv of an entire Shabbos Nikva at Ben Ashmashos? I'll give you an example. People all the time will ask the following question. A person is in Eretz Yisrael for Yontif, and they follow some sort of psak that even though they have a home in Chutz Laretz, that they keep only one day of Yontif while they're in Eretz Yisrael. You know, it's much easier to get a flight out of Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz on the second day of Yontif for Bnei Chutz Laretz, because those who are keeping 2 days won't fly on that second day, so it might be easier and cheaper to get a flight on Yom Tov Sheni. So a person wants to know, they're going to fly out on Yom Tov Sheni because they only keep 1 day while they're in Eretz Yisrael. What happens in mid-flight when all of a sudden they're outside of the airspace of Eretz Yisrael? Do we say that when that day of Yom Tov started, it was chol for them, so therefore that whole day is chol, doesn't matter where they go, doesn't matter what happens? Or do you say that no, in this moment they are ben chutz laretz in chutz laretz, and therefore they should have to start celebrating Yom Tov? It's a major issue. You know, if you're talking about a ben Eretz Yisrael mamish, a guy who lives in Eretz Yisrael, he's there year round, he's always in Eretz Yisrael, that's his home, and he just happens to be visiting chutz laretz, much less of an issue. because Me'ikar Adin, it's one day. It's true, when he's in a Jewish community in Chutz La'aretz, he has to keep 2 days, he has to keep Isra Malacha on both days, even Betzin the Mishra Bura Paskins, because of Marisayim, types of issues, Chashad, that kind of thing. But really, 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 it's not Yantif for him. But I'm talking about a case where a person has a psak similar to what we said from Rav Asher Weiss. What was it? A couple of weeks ago, we spoke about the idea of people who own homes in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. So what are they? Are they a Ben Eretz Yisrael or are they a Ben Chutz La'aretz? Rav Asher Weiss published that tshuva where he says, well, it depends where you are. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael. When you're in Chutz La'aretz, you're Ben Chutz La'aretz. So comes the day that we in Chutz La'aretz call Simchas Torah, what in Israel they call Isru Chag, and you're one of those people that while you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're Ben Eretz Yisrael. When you're in Chutz La'aretz, you're Ben Chutz La'aretz. You take a flight out on Yom Tov Sheni, 9 o'clock in the morning on Yom Tov Sheni, let's say, or 12 o'clock at night on Yom Tov Sheni, on our Simchas Torah. So you're taking off, and it's chol for you because you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Second, you get into Chutz La'aretz airspace. You are now Ben Chutz La'aretz in Chutz La'aretz. So on the plane, do you make Kiddush, Hamotzi, Davin Yantav Shmona Esrei, Hakafos maybe, you know? What do you do on the plane? Does it become Yantav for you while you're on the plane? Or does it not become Yantav for you while you're on the plane? Obviously, there are much bigger problems if your plane lands when it's still Yantav and it's Yantav for you. So this is part of the issue that Rav Shechter gets into next. If it's true when it comes to Rishuyos of Shabbos, that everything starts with Ben Hashmashos, is this maybe a Ke'en Da'oraisa of Malachos of Shabbos and Yom Tov? That maybe the whole Kedushas of Shabbos and Yom Tov is Nikva by Ben Hashmashos. But I guess to get to that, we're going to have to wait another week because our 15 minutes are up. So Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll start discussing that issue of when Shabbos really is Nikva by each and every moment, or only by the Ben Hashmashos of the preceding day. Okay.